With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Salvadoran national Kilmar Abrego Garcia surrenders to ICE custody in Baltimore, facing possible deportation to Uganda.
The 30-year-old, originally from El Salvador, was released from a jail in Tennessee last week, where he had been detained since June after being brought back to the U.S. following deportation to his country of origin, which had been described as an administrative error. U.S. officials say Abrego Garcia can be deported because he came to the U.S. illegally and because an immigration judge deemed him eligible for expulsion in 2019, just not to his native El Salvador.
Correspondent George Williams says the government gave Abrego Garcia from till first thing this morning to accept a plea deal and deportation to Costa Rica, or the offer was off the table for good. He has pleaded not guilty to human trafficking. Firepower for some of the National Guard troops patrolling the streets of Washington, D.C. As of today, some of the 2,000 guardsmen are carrying their service weapons. And President Trump considering deploying federal crime-fighting resources to other cities, including Baltimore, Chicago, and New York. A tense situation for a time last night at the University of South Carolina Columbia campus, with a lockdown in place before they sounded the all clear.
University of South Carolina officials say there is no evidence of a shooter after an unconfirmed report. USC officials say there have been no reports of any shots being fired. They had issued an alert about a possible shooting near the library days after false reports at two other universities led to panic and temporary lockdowns.
And that's correspondent Mike Hempen reporting. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures are down 138. NASDAQ futures off 95 points. This is SRN News. Pakistan is spreading anti-Semitism.
A British-Israeli NGO that examines textbooks used around the world reports that many of those in Pakistan incite hatred for both Jews and the Jewish state. Research from the Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education finds one text that glorifies Hitler, while others omit any reference to the Holocaust, and another one leaves Judaism off a list of world religions. Pakistan is almost completely Muslim with no measurable Jewish population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Berean Baptist Church in Brooklyn marking its 175th anniversary this month with the debut of The Audacity of Faith, the first installment in a short documentary series tracing its history from its founding in 1850 to the present day. The six-part series will highlight pivotal moments in the church's legacy, from serving as a station on the Underground Railroad to opening a credit union for members back in 1950. This is SRN News. President Trump says there are no plans to shut down TikTok.
The president calls national security and privacy concerns related to TikTok and its Chinese parent company highly overrated. He used to have concerns, but doesn't anymore.
I'm a fan of TikTok. My kids like TikTok.
Congress passed a ban on the popular video sharing platform, but the president says he'll keep extending the shutdown deadline until there's a buyer. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And speaking of buyers, Keurig Dr. Pepper plans to buy Pete's coffee owner, J.D.E. Pete's, for $18 billion. When the acquisition is finished, the company plans to split into two separate entities. One will focus on coffee, while the other on beverages, including soft drinks like Dr. Pepper, Canada Dry, and 7-Up. More details at srnnews.com.